Good morning, church family. If you don't recognize my face, as we isolated for almost 4 months now, my name is Milad Nakhla. I'm campus minister leading community college outreach ministry. And I'm happy today that I'm going to share with you about one of my favorite psalm in the Bible, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." There is no doubt that in the last 4 months, all of us facing a lot of challenges and difficult time in our life during the COVID-19 pandemic, starting from end of February until now, we cannot see each other. And I believe that all of us, we have different feeling. Most of us, we have many questions about the future, worry about the future. Some of us feel isolation. And as you know, also my ministry with the student, they have a lot of questions about the future. Probably some of you read that there is proposal about international students from our president administration that they recommended that all international students, they will take online classes, which means that they are not welcome for them to be here in America. It's a lot of challenges, a lot of difficult time in our life. You know also that we fight for life. We fight for life from coronavirus. So I know, like, for me personal, I have very difficult time during this time. And I would like to share with you about what happening during this time. As you know, like, the last day in February 28th, the Washington State reported that they facing about coronavirus, and they have 2 patients passed away at Evergreen Hospital in Kirkland. I was there because I was on college chaplain on Friday, February 28th. I don't know what's going on, but in March 2nd, this is Monday, March 2nd, I was very sick. I don't know what's happening, but I have difficult time. My temperature was very high. I had 5 days my temperature was 104, which is very difficult time for me. I had all symptoms about COVID-19. I had like a sore throat, headache, high temperature for 5 days. So I called the hospital. I said, like, I need to come to take the test. They told me, we are so sorry, the test is not available for you. If you don't have any symptom of short breathing or respiratory problem, we encourage you to isolate yourself in home for 2 weeks. And I tried many times, I said, like, I'm going to die because this is unnormal situation. I never facing in my life. And I was sick for 2 weeks. My body was fighting against the temperature, against, I don't know if I got, COVID-19 or not, but after 2 weeks, I starting feel better. And then I continue go to visit patients in hospital, especially for coronavirus or COVID-19 patients. I still provide care for my student, especially for international students, and most of them, they feel isolated. And I'm here now, still alive. I don't know about you, because we cannot see you, or we don't have a lot of communication together. But the question for all of us today, how can we find hope and peace and rest in our life? For me, also the big question for me now, what is the future look like for me, for my ministry, for the future? I don't know. I don't have this answer, to be honest. There is a lot of crazy things now around our society. And also our society face a lot of difficult time with racism, discrimination, persecutions. And this is why we're here to learn more about Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." I know, like, everybody knows that Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Christian know Psalm 23. Non-Christian are aware about Psalm 23. If you are raised in the church like me, I hear this Psalm 23 in all my life, and I believe you are also. If you are new to the faith, you are aware also of Psalm 23. So millions of people have memorized this psalm. Ministers like me, like Pastor Neil and Pastor Emily, have used this to comfort people who are going through difficult time in their life. So the idea of the Lord is my shepherd in Psalm 23 is not something new, but we need to focus more about what does mean of the Lord is my shepherd. I would like to give feedback about this psalm. I believe last week we heard that about Psalm 22nd. Psalm 22nd, King David wrote that he had different feeling with his relationship with God. He facing very difficult time that he feel isolation, and he thinking that God he left him. So he's starting his psalm about, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you don't answer. And by night, but I find no rest. But this psalm, there is big shift happening. After David facing a lot of difficult feeling, this psalm, David has different feeling about God's presence. He experienced that God is shepherd for him. God who cares about him. God who never forget him. God whose presence give him hope and peace in his life. So he's starting his psalm with, the Lord is my shepherd. It's totally different in Psalm 22nd. You, all of you, know that King David wrote this psalm. But also I would like to give you feedback about this psalm also through King David. You know his job was, he was a shepherd, took care about his dead sheep. He know all about being a shepherd. But David could have written this psalm from his perspective as a shepherd. But he doesn't. He wrote from his perspective as a sheep. Why? Because he needs God. He needs God as a good shepherd for him. And from this time that King David, he had a lot of trouble in his life. We know like he is sweet king, but his life, it was a terrible. Like he had problem with King Saul. He has problem in his house, especially with his son, Absalom. He had a lot of enemies. He had a lot of trouble. This is why he needs to write this psalm from his perspective as a sheep. And this is why he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And also in this psalm, David tried to find peace and hope and rest. And I believe he find that in God as a Lord shepherd for him. But I would like to tell you more about the character of sheep. Because as we know, the sheep, the Bible call us, we are sheep. 200 times the Bible I mentioned that we are sheep. I would like to give you feedback a little bit about the character of sheep in the Bible. You know, I came from Middle East. I came from Egypt. I know, we have a lot of sheep in Egypt. And I study a lot about the behavior of sheep. I find the three things about the sheep. Number one, sheep have no defenses. This is very important. Why? Because sheep is different from other animals. Sheep cannot protect themselves. Sheep doesn't have sharp teeth. They can bite. So this is why the story in 1 Samuel chapter 17 tell about David, that David killed lion and bear because they tried to attack the sheep. The sheep, they cannot protect themselves at all. Number two about sheep. Sheep, very lazy, very slow, and they can lost easily. And this is true about the sheep. This is why Jesus in Book of Luke chapter 10, he mentioned about, he said suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he find it? And when he find it, he feel happy and bring it back to the sheep. That is why we learn about sheep, it's easy to lost, like us also. Number three about the sheep also, sheep is a stupid animal. And this is true. It's very difficult to give training for sheep to obey you or to obey your orders. For me, personally, I have seen trained seals, I have seen trained horses, I have seen trained tigers, lions, but I never saw trained sheep. Why? Because they are not smart enough. Even the scripture said in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, even the animal, the donkey and ox, know their owner and appreciate his care for them, but not my people Israel. No matter what I do for them, they still don't care. This is the behavior of our sheep. So if the scripture tells us that we are sheep, I think all of us, we have same behavior. We easy to lose. Sometimes we cannot protect ourselves. And to be honest, sometimes we are stupid because we are not smart enough. I can tell about myself that many times I feel that I am stupid. Why? Because I'm taking stupid decision in my life. Sometimes I put myself in a stupid situation. Why? Because I am a sheep. This is why David here is focused about himself as a sheep, not about the shepherd. But also, I would like also to talk with you about the idea of shepherd. I talk with you the idea about sheep, but the idea of shepherd in the Bible. This is idea also is very familiar in the Bible. Many times, the idea begins in the early, at the book of Genesis, where Moses called God the shepherd, the stone of Israel. This is in Genesis chapter 49 and verses 24. So this is idea is very familiar that God called himself shepherd in the Bible. Psalm 28 verses 9, David invited the Lord to a shepherd of Israel and to bear them up forever. Psalm 80, I also look to the Lord as a shepherd for Israel. Isaiah 40, verses 11, tell us that the Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gathering the lambs with his harm. In New Testament, Jesus also in John chapter 10 and verses 11, he called himself, he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. And who can say, I know my sheep and my sheep know me and they follow me. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 4, chapter 5 and verses 4, Peter called Jesus that Jesus is the sheaf of shepherd. And also in Hebrew 13, 20, speaks of Jesus as the great shepherd for the sheep. So the idea that God is our shepherd is very familiar in the Bible, in Old Testament and the New Testament, like sheep. But let me to focus about why David said the Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say the Lord is a shepherd, or the Lord is your shepherd, or the Lord is our shepherd. He thought about his relationship with God. God was like a shepherd to David, and David was like a sheep to God. This is something, a personal relationship between him and God. And I hope also you can take this relationship between you and God. The Bible said, when we read the Psalm again, Psalm 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. He guides me. He preparing a table before me. He anointing me. The love and the mercy follow me. So he's starting everything about himself. And I hope today also you can say this word like David, the Lord is my shepherd. But also he said I shall not want. I don't need anything, because he believes that God as a good shepherd for him, he can give him everything. I believe we ask God many things in our life. But I tell you something, my experience sometimes God not give us what we want, but I believe he gives us what we need. And when he gives us what we need, I think what we need is enough for us. Why? Because he understands our needs. So all of us, we need to decide to not desire more than what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. It's not about what I have. It's not about what I have in my bank account. It's not what I have, good job or money or anything. It's about who I have. It's about God, the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows everything. You know, like I ask it, this question coming every quarter when I ask students, like I told them, what is the great problem among you guys? Especially for students, for this age. They told me four things, and I find most of them in this Psalm, Psalm 23. They said like the emptiness, I feel empty in my life, I'm not feel satisfied, even if I am here in good country, I have a good job, I live in freedom country, but I still have empty in my life. I'm not sure about you if you feel this feeling or not. But number two, about my students, they say, I feel loneliness. Even some students, they have big family, but they still feel loneliness. I know this feeling, I believe all of us facing the loneliness during the pandemic time. For almost 4 months now, we stay in home, we cannot go to outside, maybe we can go for important things, but the first 2 months, it was very tough time for all of us. Until now, to be honest, even if we go to see each other or for important meetings, we still feel isolation and loneliness and sometimes empty in our life. Number three, they told me, we are afraid from death. The death is very a challenge for many people. And I know like some people, they are afraid from the death. We as a believers, I'm not saying like we're not afraid at all. No, the Bible said we are afraid because we are human beings. But when we are afraid, we have to experience that God with us. Why? Because his name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He makes me to lie down. He knows exactly the good place for me. He knows exactly what I feel. He knows exactly that he can restore my soul. He can feed me with what I need. Like I told you, like most of people do not feel satisfied. And I think this is most of the problem with a lot of people now. They said like, I'm not feel satisfied. I'm not feel satisfied in my job. I'm not feel satisfied in many things. If I have more, if I have a little bit, maybe I am okay. But this is like a circle. Even if you have a lot of things, I think this feeling, we will feeling that I'm not feel satisfied. The only one can make this needs the good shepherd who gave us everything we need. You know, like he restored my soul. Soul is so difficult. You know, like I share with you about difficult cases happening with me when I visit one of the patients in hospital. And I met with mom who lost her son. He was like 18 years old with car accident. So he didn't die completely, but with the accident, he have like brain death. Brain death, it's mean like sometimes the heart is still working, but it's something happening in the brain, like damage. So this anyone has like brain death and he has good condition is qualified for organ donation process. So when I met with this mom and her son is in brain death in the bed, she was crying and she was very Christian woman. But she asked me a very difficult question. She said, the doctor said that your son is dying and is qualified for organ donation now. But I see my son's heart is working. And she asked me, can I ask you, where is my son's soul right now? She challenged me because this process is new for me at all. I never see someone has brain death, but his body is still working. But his mom, she challenged me about this question: where is my son Saul right now? I believe the son Saul in God's hand. I don't understand a lot about that. They challenged me, and I told her, tell me more about your faith. And she told me, but she not believe about completely this. I'm not going to argue about that, because this is like a medical issue. But I'm telling you, like, the person who knows this soul and they can let us feel satisfied, the good shepherd. You know, like, as a shepherd also, the shepherd, he knows everything about need. I read about Philip Keller in the Shepherd to look at Psalm 23. He mentioned about four things about sheep. They said the sheep cannot rest or they cannot lay down until they meet four conditions. Number one, they will not lay down if they are afraid because they are social animals. Number two, they will not lay down if there is friction among the sheep. And number three, if there are flies or parasites trouble them. And number four, if they are hungry. Four needs the sheep cannot lay down if they facing the four things. The shepherd knows exactly how they can feed them, how can they let them calm down, and also for us as a human being, the good shepherd knows everything about what we need. But also I'm going to go with, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Here is the point. He didn't say, like, I am walking in death, but he said, I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, like, I read about this word in Hebrew, and I find that the shadow of death in Hebrew is coming from this word, salimot. It means in Arabic also mot. It means deep dark. If you're walking in deep dark in your life. But also, I tell you something, like, it's not like a complete death. It's not like I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of this. I want to encourage you. I don't know about you now, but if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of the death, I want to encourage you that David say, I fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. And that I will tell you something also. You cannot see the shadow unless you see the light. Because if there is no light, no shadow. What does this mean for us? That even if you're walking through difficult time in your life right now, make sure that there is light, there is hope, there is peace. There is a good shepherd who cares about you. So don't give up. Don't say like it's done. Don't give, I'm walking through difficult time in our life now, and there is no hope. No, there is no hope because we have good shepherd who gave himself to us. He gave himself to us. He loves us unconditional love. He loves us and he needs everything about what we need. So I want to encourage all of you today to don't think only about your challenges, your difficult time in your life, but thinking that you have the good shepherd who cares about you, who lead you or direct you. Psalm 23, David E. closed this psalm about that, the love and the mercy follow me. Follow me in all our life. What does it mean that? It means that the blessing, the love, the cares of the good shepherd be with you. Even if you walk through difficult time in your life, this is not the end. This is not the end at all. You have hope that Jesus is a good shepherd. I believe that Jesus used this psalm in John chapter 10, that the good shepherd who cares more about sheep, and I believe he cares about you. I don't know about the future. I don't know about what you're facing right now. Maybe financial situation, maybe health problem, maybe different direction. You're looking for different direction in your life. I want to encourage all of you to not walking by yourself. Let the good shepherd walk with you step by step in your life. trust in God. Trust that God, as a good shepherd who cares about you, it will lead you in the right direction in your life. I know, like our society now, we have issue about trust. People not trusting each other. The racism and the discrimination and the black and white and police, the people not trusting each other. People, they ask for justice. They ask for justice. But I tell you something, like, we have the good shepherd who cares about you. He wants to walk with you. Don't lose trust in the good shepherd. Maybe you lose trust in people, but I want to encourage you today to not lose your trust in the good shepherd, because he knows everything about you. He knows about your needs, physical, emotional, financial, future. Don't worry about the future, because the future in God's hand. Don't worry about what will be next month, because I believe next month in God's hand. If you let the good shepherd walk with you, you will experience the rest. I started my sermon in the beginning. I said, where is the rest? Where is the hope? Where is the peace? The rest in good shepherd. He loves you. He cares about you. He went to you lead in the good place. So you will experience God's presence in your life. Don't say like I'm not feel satisfied. Of course, sometimes we need more. But when you have the good shepherd, I believe you will feel satisfied in your life. Every challenge, every problem in your life, when you find the good shepherd with you, you will feel satisfied. Amen? Let's pray together.
I encourage you, as I play this very reflective song this morning, to possibly have you engage in maybe a different way of worship than maybe you might normally think of. This morning, instead of singing, which you're welcome to sing along, but I encourage you to listen and be still and engage in the words and assurance of the song that goes along with Psalm 23. And also, possibly, maybe even as you reflect, maybe have a pen and paper handy. I know I often do as I'm studying God's word and write down little scribbles and notes and pictures to help me engage with God and my soul. Or maybe this might be a day where you might be invited to write your own psalm to God. And you, if it's kind of a daunting idea, we are putting some prompts in the chat of today, and that way you can engage with God through those prompts. Or if it's just as easier just to simply sit still and reflect on God and God's presence in your life, that is just fine too. We just want you to make this space a special space where we have time to reflect on the goodness of God and how God is with us, and that God guides us in every circumstance of our life. So I'll sing, and just let the space linger for you and your soul as a way to be with God. I know that you will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, you will never leave me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you know my every battle, and I will not fear. Oh, I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You amaze me. You redeem. You're my refuge in the storm.